And now back to the news. Animals stole several of the headlines in the evening news this week, and in many countries, infrastructure projects are delayed when rare animals' habitat is threatened. The builders of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road have found a new approach to this, sniffer dogs rooting out great crested newts so they can be saved from the diggers. Meanwhile, a cat called Badger found a different creature, an axolotl. The owners of these animals may wish to join others at Norwich Cathedral for a special service in celebration of animals. Let's start with Rocky, the sniffer spaniel.
From rescued to rescuer in the space of a year, Rocky, the spaniel, is taking leaps and bounds into new territory as one of the first of the breed trained to root out great crested newts. The two-year-old pup was picked up a year ago and has been trained to sniff out the protected species where they could be in danger from diggers and construction vehicles. And over a 20-kilometre stretch of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, Rocky has been clambering through rubble to help unearth almost 2,000 animals in the path of the £178.5 million road. Dog handler Aaron Klein from Conservation Dogs has four dogs which deal in great crested newt protection: Rocky, Ned, Sasha and Flash. What we want from him, Rocky, is to pinpoint as accurately as possible where something is. Whether it's an explosive device or a newt, the theory is the same, he said. That is a positive interaction. We do not want it to injure the newt or blow itself up, so we have to deal with it carefully. If Rocky catches a scent, he will sit up on his hind legs and point, helping ecologists to focus on an area. Lead ecologist Paul Renshaw said Rocky allowed him to search larger areas faster and more effectively. We have got three areas across a 20-kilometre section of the site where we have identified the presence of newts. And once we find that, we do a 60-day trap out, he said. The newts will hit a fence on the perimeter, fall into a bucket, and we move them out of the danger area. We can never guarantee we get all of them, but this way we have that extra peace of mind that we have really scoured the area. There would be nothing worse than starting to clear an area and finding newts.
As any cat owner will tell you, these pets like nothing better than proudly bringing small, and sometimes not so small, animals home with them as gifts. Few, however, will have been confronted with anything quite so strange as the creature left on Kate Jones's and Robert Grant's doormat by their cat called Badger. The pet he brought home is an axolotl, also known as a Mexican walking fish, posting it through the couple's cat flap. It took the couple around 3 hours of searching on the internet to identify the unusual creature, actually an amphibian and only found in the wild in one lake in Mexico. Despite its ordeal, the creature appeared largely unharmed and the couple placed it in water. Ms. Jones, 50, said, "I had never heard of an axolotl, and it sounds more like a Scrabble word than an animal. We were up until about 3 a.m. Googling it, because at first we thought it was a salamander. We wanted to give the poor thing a chance, and it had skin that looked like it should be in water. Once we dropped it in, it breathed a sigh of relief, and its gills started working again. As all cat owners know, it usually brings home some horrible bird or mice, but nothing this unusual. I was slightly concerned at first it might have had a poisonous skin. It's like a piece of salmon that has gills and legs." The couple made their bizarre find late on Thursday night and yesterday put up a note on the front door of their home on Onley Street, Norwich, and also put out a message on social media looking for the owner. The owner has since been found. Ah.
People are being invited to take their pets to Norwich Cathedral for a special service in celebration of animals. The event, which aims to highlight the important role animals play in our lives, will take place in the cathedral's cloisters on July the 17th from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. People are invited to take their pets on leads or in carriers. Animals from local sanctuaries will also be involved in the service. For more details about this and other events at Norwich Cathedral, visit their website, cathedral.org.uk.
The first feature today continues the evening news series of stories related to the two world wars. The Normandy landings on the 6th of June 1944 took 3 years of meticulous planning by the Allied forces, but their impact has lasted a lifetime. Stacia Briggs joined Norfolk D-Day veterans on the beaches of northern France to remember one of the bloodiest days in British history. Stacia's article is read by Val Freer.